You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network. I'm Judith Sears Poisson. Coming up, Wisconsin Supreme Court candidate Brian Hagedorn has responded to criticism stemming from his history of condemning homosexuality. We'll find out about the back and forth during our state news roundup. First, members of Wisconsin's Black Legislative Caucus announced that they would honor prominent African Americans with ties to Wisconsin with a Black History Month resolution. Those mentioned include former Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice and Baseball Hall of Famer Reggie Jackson, as well as less high-profile residents of the state. But the resolution hit a snag when some Republican lawmakers took issue with the inclusion of former San Francisco 49ers quarterback Colin Kaepernick. Kaepernick has been controversial in some circles for taking a knee during the national anthem to protest police brutality against African Americans, an action that spread throughout the NFL and to other sports. Representative David Crowley joins us now to talk about the issue. Crowley is a Democrat representing the 17th District in the Wisconsin State Assembly, which includes Milwaukee. Representative Crowley, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you so much for having me here. Glad to be here.
So who did the legislature's Black Caucus want to include in this Black History Month resolution?
We wanted to include a lot of different people, actually, folks who served in the legislature for like Lucia Palmer, who was the first person African American to serve in the legislature, to Marsha Cox, who was the first African American woman to serve in the legislature, as well as pastors, community leaders like Pastor Greg Lewis, but also Colin Kaepernick. Wanted to recognize folks who are doing things in the community as well currently in history.
Well, and these are African-American people who have ties to Wisconsin, and some of our listeners might not realize that Colin Kaepernick does. Can you tell us what that connection is?
Yeah, he was actually born in Milwaukee and raised in Wisconsin. He's also, as a philanthropist, has given dollars to youth organizations here in the city of Milwaukee, youth organizations such as Urban Underground. So he has definitely done a lot, not just being born here, but also, being a great athlete on the field as well.
Depending on where someone might stand on the issue, Colin Kaepernick has been a controversial figure to many people. Mm-hmm. Were you, though, surprised that some of your colleagues in the legislature pushed back on his inclusion in this resolution?
I'm not totally surprised. I knew that there would be some talks. But the way that it was handled was really inappropriately. Nobody really talked to us beforehand until it came to the day of, even though we had it out for at least 2 weeks, a week in advance for folks to look at. So there was opportunity to have dialogue in the beginning of it, but they never once reached out to myself or the Black Legislative Caucus to have a conversation. So, we were surprised at their tactics of how we felt like we were being rolled over.
And so what was the first indication that you and other members of the Black Caucus received that there was opposition to including Colin Kaepernick in the resolution?
We got kind of a heads up ahead of time, I think. We didn't necessarily know. We've seen that there was a resolution scheduled. But what we learned was it was actually authored by the majority leader, Speaker Voss, and Jim Steinke. And so when we seen that it was theirs that was put up, that's when we realized that they weren't actually taking consideration of what we had actually put forward and weren't willing to really debate about it either. And so that's when we actually objected to actually having that one put up and really forced their hand to actually taking up our resolution.
Have you had any conversations since that happened with Assembly Majority Leader Steinke or with Speaker Voss personally?
Not since we've had session, but I'm hoping that we can have some dialogue in the future about how we can handle this. This is the second year that this has happened. Last year we had two simultaneous Black History Month resolutions put forward, one from one particular Republican, and one from our Black Caucus again. And so I'm hoping that we can have some dialogue and actually find some resolution moving forward.
We're talking right now with Representative David Crawley. He's a Democrat representing the 17th District in the Wisconsin State Assembly. That district includes Milwaukee. And we're talking about the fact that a resolution for Black History Month that was put forward by Representative Crawley and other members of the Black Legislative Caucus was rejected by other members of the legislature because of the inclusion of NFL quarterback Colin Kaepernick. And Representative Crawley, what message do you think this sends to the rest of the country about Wisconsin? It's a story that's been picked up nationally.
Yeah, definitely didn't think it would go this far. But I mean, it's really about, you know, the fact that, you know, we had Black legislators who were elected to represent, if not majority of the Black residents here in the state of Wisconsin, to put forth these types of things, these types of resolutions to honor folks. And so to see the fact that we have a majority white Republican party, for the exception of one person of color who's actually elected, on their side, you know, to see them actually reject the Black caucus and what we were doing for the people that we represent was really a slap in the face for us. And so, you know, I think it sends a message that a lot of people look at this as politics. This isn't just about politics. This is not politics. You know, folks may agree with or disagree with his methods, Colin Kaepernick's methods, but the message that he's been putting forward as far as trying to bring awareness to police brutality, to the racial injustice throughout the country, I think that has resonated with many folks. And I think that it has actually started us having a more deeper conversation, but we also need to push that forward.
Do you feel like this is partly an issue of how people's images or how they're thought of changes over time? Because some of the, I would say, African-American leaders and heroes who are pointed to today in their own time were actually considered pretty controversial. I'm thinking of Muhammad Ali, Martin Luther King, Rosa Parks, and others.
And you made you hit the nail right on the head, right? Like, many of the people that we recognize today wouldn't have been coming into these chambers, wouldn't be recognizing these chambers if it was history in the making. And what we do know is that when history is being made, it is controversial. And so it's going to take some time for people to understand what's going on. Because in my opinion, many of the people that we had on our Black History Resolution, including Colin Kaepernick, you know, my children, my grandchildren will possibly be reading about these folks in history books. And so I think it's impactful and it's important that we also give, you know, the flowers to those who are currently making history and those who have made history while they're here before they leave.
I asked you, Representative Crawley, how this is might be appearing to people outside of Wisconsin as they read about this news. What are you hearing from your constituents and African Americans in Wisconsin about how they are seeing this action up at the Capitol?
We received a lot of support, actually. We also received a little bit of hate as well. But the support has been really overwhelming. People have been asking what are the next steps. And so we've been having a lot of different things every year. In February, we like to have different events happening. You know, this week we focus on mental health and health in the African-American community. Next week we'll be focusing on criminal justice. But we're also going to have a lobby day that's going to be on February 28th. And so we're going to have many folks throughout the state of Wisconsin, not just African-American, but folks who understand the issues that affect people of color throughout the state, to really push the issues and really lobby and learn some about some of the tactics that of how to talk to your legislator and really get folks really engaged about moving issues forward affecting Black people and people of color throughout the state of Wisconsin. Because it's in our opinion, and I think it's reality, that when we all do better, we all do better. So it's important that we focus on all the issues and understand that many of these crossroads that we're at right now, we can really come together and really tackle the issues that we're facing.
Before we let you go, yesterday on Central Time, we talked about the history of blackface and the many instances that have been in the news lately of high-profile public figures having appeared in blackface years ago or more recently. Can I ask you to comment on this moment in our culture and that blackface is still such an issue today?
It's astonishing. It's astonishing that we are still going through this today. And that we're, you know, we're learning more and more about folks, and it's you know, for me, I'm realizing that there's a spectrum of when people were ignorant and somewhat, you know, woke up at some point. But I think that it's a conversation that we all need to be having right now, because I think we're understanding that there's a lot of not only racism, but prejudice and discrimination that is happening and bigotry that's happening in this country right now, that we have to have a real discussion on how we get rid of this. We don't need our kids coming into this world and seeing this as a norm at this time. And so we need to figure out ways to really have a deeper conversation of eradicating all of this. It's going to be a part of our culture, but we have to understand that until we address it, of being a part of our culture and how long it's been a part of our culture, is going to be very hard to move forward.
Representative Crawley, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me again, Judy. I appreciate it.
Representative David Crawley is a Democrat representing the 17th District in the Wisconsin State Assembly. That district includes Milwaukee. He joined us to talk about a resolution to honor prominent African Americans with Wisconsin ties that included former NFL quarterback Colin Kaepernick and the controversy surrounding the issue in the state legislature.